Welcome back to Patriots Preview, driven by your New England Honda dealers, Mark Bertrand, Big Jim Murray from our Town Fair Tire Studios at the Sports Hub. Time now to welcome in the voice of the New England Patriots, Bob Soucy, joins us from Gillette Stadium. What's going on, Bob?
It continues, Beto. Right now, we're in the broadcast booth getting set to call the football game from Kansas City. And meanwhile, it looks like the Revs Junior or Youth Development Team is out on the field practicing. So we've got four soccer goals. We've got soccer players on both ends of the field, some in various drills at their stations in the corners of the field. And I'm looking at my Chiefs and Patriots charts here.
Weird.
Okay. So it says it's terrible. Bob is brought to us by the Peterson School. The Peterson School has been teaching the trade since 1946 and is at the forefront of today's changing world, offering remote learning and updated safe labs in Woburn, Westwood, and Worcester.
Bob, should they even be playing this game tonight, in your opinion?
You know, Jim, I think that I have reservations, but I'm not, you know, I'm not in the loop like the rest of us. We don't have all the information the way the people who made the decision do. You guys may know, if you don't already, that I'm married to a doctor who was a bit surprised that they would proceed and play. I heard from a friend who's a doctor who is an avid Patriot fan and very invested in sports in particular. And he was a bit surprised considering the circumstances last week with regards to the Tennessee Titans. And I know you guys have talked with Bert and others already on the pregame show. And there have been, you know, mentions of viral load and P levels in tests, and that may be a determinant factor too. Once they did all the contact tracing, as extensive as it reportedly was with Cam, according to what Bird has written and said, that they were apparently satisfied. But I would, you know, hey, we're broadcasting here from Gillette because of our own trepidation about traveling this year, at least speaking for myself, my own trepidation about traveling this year. And I would have to think that, as has been reported by some, including Mike Giardi, that, you know, a number of Patriot players had to feel the same way. We know it wasn't an easy decision for a couple of guys who opted to come back this year. We know they had a league-high 8 opt-outs, but there are a couple of veterans who talked about, you know, how concerned they were right up until the 11th hour, most notably the McCourties. And I also think that, you know, you got a team that's maybe unique in the NFL. I don't know what the makeup is of the rosters around the league, but you got three Patriot players, including Devin, who are married to doctors, so they have decisions as well informed by medical opinion. And they're on, you know, they got on the plane, they rode the bus to the hotel and then to the stadium, and you know, they're gonna compete tonight. I know that. They'll compete the best they can.
But as you're mentioning, Bob, there's got to be things that are weighing on these players today, whether it's just physical fatigue from the day or the strange schedule of the week or the mental fatigue of, you know, like you said, players who have doctors as spouses who are saying, what are you doing? Why are you going to Kansas City? And why is the team making you play? And I think there's got to be some of that that's going on that's going to make it difficult for them to compete at the level that maybe they're used to.
Yeah, and I should make it clear that we have not heard that from those particular players, but you know, there is the understanding that you have some guys that are informed by their better halves, if you will. And Adrian Phillips and Matthew Slater are two players as well, married to doctors. And you know, just thinking about how difficult it's been for many of us to get a good night's sleep in these times, and for these players in particular, since the news of Cam's positive test on Saturday, what they've gone through, the facility shutting down, coming to the stadium only to get tested again, you know, being cordoned off last night in a hotel before traveling on two separate flight planes out of two separate airports to Kansas City, the routine that professional athletes are accustomed to in every sport, so important to their success and mindset, completely disrupted this year, and especially so this weekend for the Patriots, and to a lesser degree for the Chiefs. The Chiefs are home, of course, and they were able to work out in their facility, at least have a walkthrough before they shut the facility down on Saturday. My understanding is the Patriots did not, of course, with a positive test coming back for Cam Newton. So the Chiefs, at least on Saturday, kind of had their normal Saturday morning routine before they adjourned, whereas the Patriots, since Saturday morning, have been in this spiral of uncertainty, trying to stay focused, trying to stay prepared. But you know, it's almost an impossible ask. But again, I know they'll be prepared as best they can because of this coaching staff, and they'll go out and compete just by the makeup of their characters.
Bob, there we got the inactive list tonight. Shaq Mason's out, and now the Pats obviously dealing with a couple of starters with David Andrews gone on the offensive line. So a tough job gets that much tougher. Who's going to be in? How do you think that they deal with this up front?
Yeah, Jim, you know, last week, obviously they moved Joe Tooney to center eventually and put Owenu at guard, and it worked out very well against the Raiders. You know, there was some thought that maybe James Ferentz, once he was brought up to the active roster, could be the guy at center. The fact that they put Tooney in that position last week didn't seem like a vote of confidence to me for the second-year player, Yael DeFroholt. And we have seen Ferentz start a couple of games in the past, including the Kansas City game a year ago. So maybe tonight is a night when they put Joe Tooney back at guard, move Owenu to the other side of the line at guard, and then insert Ferentz at center. They certainly will have their work cut out for them, even with the numbers the Kansas City defense has allowed, rushing 153 yards per game, and even without Chris Jones in the lineup. The Chiefs do get Alex Okafor back on the defensive line. He had a good game against the Patriots last year, and you know, with Brian Hoyer at quarterback, it's going to change the defensive plan, I would think, for Steve Spagnuolo and defensive line coach and run game coordinator Brendan Daly. They shut the Patriots' running game down last year. Sony Michel and Rex Burkhead got nowhere, as opposed to the previous year when they ran at will against the Chiefs.
All right, Bob, appreciate the time. Have a good call tonight.
All right, guys, thanks. Take care.
Thanks,
all right,
Bob.
Bob Soucy joining us from inside the broadcast booth at Gillette Stadium. That is where Soucy and Zoe will call the game from tonight, as they call every game from there this season. If you missed anything so far here on Patriots Preview, the reset is on the way. It's next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports of Patriots Radio Network.